Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
And John, about to go into the temple, asked and ham. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, to his disappointment, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles received strength. Now, there's something very important that we need to see here. Alright, this guy has been carried. Somebody say he's been carried every day. I used to have a classmate in primary school who was born lame. Sometimes when we're going to school, then somebody will have to back him. And he couldn't do the things that other children could do effortlessly. He had a sitting place outside their house under a tree. There's nothing pleasant about immobility. But there are certain things that we need to see. Three things I want to show you from that Acts 3. For now, right? That's the foundation. First was that the man had a wrong expectation. Because when you stay so long in problem, over time, people just conclude that nobody can solve this problem. Sometimes it's not a matter of being lame. Somebody might have tried. I've fasted. I've prayed. The person has been laid hands upon. And it looks like this matter is not going. So the person concludes, maybe everybody is the same. But everybody is not the same. Sometimes there are spiritual matters, infirmities of the soul, addiction or something. So Peter said to him, now he saw them coming, and Peter called his attention. Look at us. Now look with the sight of revelation. What you are expecting, I don't have. But there is something I have that if I give it to you, you will never have to be here waiting for what you're expecting. And he said to him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Did the man walk? Talk to me. Did he walk? No, he didn't walk. That's not the Bible. When Peter said, rise up and walk, he did not walk. He took him by the hand and dragged him up. It takes a level of faith to lay hands on somebody who is lame. It takes another level entirely to drag them out. What had happened to Peter? Peter was not this bold. Peter, that lied. You remember? That small girl encountered him and said, "We know you. If I know Jesus, man, I'd die." He said, "We saw you preaching in Galilee." He said, "Me, I've never been to Galilee since they born me. Me, Galilee. May God punish me if I don't go Galilee. The height of fear. I feel like asking Peter, what changed? Please be seated. I'm not going to feel like we should ask him, what changed? After today, people will see you and begin to ask, what changed? Because some of you will go back to church and just take 5 minute worship, and they will have to carry the keyboardies away from the altar, and everybody will begin to ask, what changed? It doesn't take eternity for something to change. I've shared this story before. A boy came to campus, pre-campus, OAU pre-degree, years back, about 10 years ago, precisely 10 years ago, 2013. I was pastoring around that area then. And he had an ambition, a very serious ambition that he was passionate about. And the ambition was this, that he was going to sleep with 500 girls before he leaves pre-degree. The entire pre-degree program should be then 9 months. 31 times 9 is not even up to 400. How are you going to do it? But he started, and he was getting the job done. So one of these days, he saw a fine girl. He was about to enter into his hostel. But because he was a man on a mission, he told the bike, follow that bike. Because the girl was taking a bike. So he followed. Fortunately for him, the girl was going to church. So he followed. And he entered the church. Can you imagine someone entering church with full confidence that the lost will survive the service? Do you understand what I'm saying? It means they seem to have weighed the atmosphere we can garner in our system, and they found it to be worthless. So he entered. Fortunately for him, the same girl was the one to lead praise and worship. So he sat down there and was putting his hands like this. I was licking his lips. That pink lips that they have used on rub to rub. And the girl was singing. The whole church was worshiping. He was just looking at the girl. Right in God's presence. Oloshomowajolua. If you don't understand what that means, congratulations. And suddenly, everything about transformation sometimes can happen radically and suddenly. So he began to shout where he was. Jesus, I will love you. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. And he was rolling on the floor. He went after a girl who is so hidden in Jesus that the first person you will encounter before you meet her is her lover. And that's how they carried him. Because of the things he was saying, they brought him to my office. Listened to him, heard his story, led him to Christ, got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Oh, he became a man of fire. Passionate about the word of God. Want to pray every time. Want to study. Want to fast. In fact, he began fasting the following day. He would carry the Bible and cry. Because he had to move in to stay with me. And he would ask himself, why have I not been doing this all my life? And after the whole program was over, and it was time for them to go back home, he said to me, "Pastor, I have a burden." He said, "What's your burden?" He said, "In my house, where I was born, the name of Jesus has never been mentioned before." He said, "My father is a pilot. He has never gathered together to pray. Nothing. Nobody goes to church." I said, "Wow, interesting." So I said, "When you get home, start devotion for the family." She said, "Yes, sir." They got home. Oh, not the same guy that went to school returned. And as he got home, he called his younger sister. "Let's do morning devotion." And the mother, somehow in her heart, has been trusting God that at least something should happen in their family like this. The mother joined. And while they were singing simple songs, simple, when it comes to power, you don't actually have to appeal to emotions. Power is power. Is that okay? The same way as we are seated here, before the meeting is over, oh, the fire will fall. You will see it. You don't have to turn and turn and turn like you want to fall down. Power can eat you anywhere. The younger sister mistakenly, her shoulder brushed him. And that's it. The power of God came upon her. Began to scream in the Holy Ghost. Good to see you. Began to scream. The mother quickly carried the girl. "Your father must not hear this." As the mother touched the girl, the fire fell on her again. Two people screaming at the same time. The father who is a pilot stormed out of the room. In my house. And he went to tap the wife. "Get up, my friend." As he tapped her, the fire landed also. The entire family got born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because somebody encountered Jesus. The guy was not even trying to. It was like Paul on his way to Damascus. It is possible that someone just, "Let me just go for that meeting." But that's the wind gathering laborers. Those will be end time functionaries. If God shows you who you are in the light of his future for you, you won't believe it. Or maybe you'll be too proud. He allows you to grow and discover bit by bit. Peter told that guy at the gate called me too. He said, look, tell your neighbor, look on us, look, open your eyes, see. Because there's something so important about sight and encounters. He said, look. Elijah and Elisha, they've been moving for days. Until Elijah asked him, "Okay, what do you want that I should do for you?" He said, "I want double portion, twice as much of your spirit." Elijah said, "It is a hard thing. There are things people ask for that is hard." Somebody met me and said, "I want God to pass me through every dealings and process he has passed you through. Is a hard thing." That's not a way to exaggerate. The person ran away after one assignment. That's a very simple assignment. Do 3 days dry. Let's see where we begin from. But he said to him, "If you can see." Tell your neighbor, "If you can see." Tell the boy again, "If you can see." Because your life changes the day you see. One of the major principles of transformation is that we are changed from one level of glory to another as we behold. There is something about sight. Because a lot can be happening, And you may not be a partaker if you don't see. That you are in the midst of revival doesn't mean you are a beneficiary. You have to see it. That you are in the midst of the move of God doesn't... I mean, Judas. Judas was amongst the 12. Let me ask you a question. How many of you will count it the... Let me ask the guys, then I will ask the girls your own. If you have the privilege of being in the same room, let's say for a month is even too much, for a week, with a man like Pastor here at the boy, you are going to be his roommate for a week. How many of you will say, I don't want? How many of you will jump at the opportunity? Oh, okay, you are not interested. Huh? Are you sure you are interested?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Yadeboye said, come and stay with me for a week. If your life doesn't change, then you can go back home. Or Bishop Oyedepo, just call a phone, just number, just hang on your phone now. Say, hello, yeah, who is that? Say, I am Olani Oyedepo. God gave me your number. That's the key. If it's not scammer, I want to see you in order. You might even forget your trousers. But Judas was the roommate of the King of Kings. But he didn't see. As far as he was concerned, the worth of Jesus was 30 pieces of silver. Hold on a minute. What are the things you have missed because you did not discern on time? Because one of the things that needs to happen is that your eyes needs to be opened. You will see. Kai. You didn't say that amen loud enough. I'm saying again, you will see. Kai, you will see. Judas somehow did not know. Until John, in the book of Revelation chapter number 1, was caught up in the spirit. And he saw the same Jesus, but now with another sight. And he said, I fell before him as one that was dead. What is this thing about sight? Life is full of stories of people. People who were part of a major move, but they didn't see it. It is possible you can pray for it, and when it begins to happen, you still don't recognize it. There's been prophecies and stories and illustrations about Jesus coming, the Messiah coming. It was written in the laws and the prophet. They knew, they were expecting. And when he came, they still didn't see him. Because there is a strong connection between Pentecost experience and sight. For instance, they came to arrest Elisha. Gehazi was troubled. Damn, they are around everywhere. And he said, if God can open your eyes. When God opened his eyes, he saw chariots of fire. Chariots of fire. Everywhere. One time, a young man stayed with me. And he reached out to me one night and said, you have always shared deep encounters with us. Saying we are in this same house with you and we don't see anything. Please pray for me, sir. And I said, study the word of God. When scriptures open up to you, don't worry. Just follow the Bible. Study the word and pray. That's what you need as a believer. So I prayed for him. The following day, he went to buy a few things in the neighborhood. And as he brought them in, I noticed he ran. He said, so I said, what happened to you? He ran and covered his head on the bed. So I said, what happened? So he said, as he stepped into the compound, from the gate to my door, he saw angels crossing sword. They were standing with sword crossed from the gate to my door. He screamed. So the Lord has been here and I didn't know. The one who locks himself in a room and carries phone to view what he should not see is because he can't see that he's surrounded with so a great cloud of witnesses. He's surrounded with destinies. Somebody somewhere is currently blind, open fully well, that one day the anointing to heal the blind will come on you and you are the last remedy. Somebody somewhere is actually going to die young if you don't rise. Somebody somewhere is actually going to die a death that can be avoidable. Open fully well. That the one God will send to help me would have paid the price. One of the things that happens to you when you begin to see is that you'll be compelled with what is called the weight of destiny. It doesn't matter what your background has been or was, the kind of insult you received, how people try to make you feel worthless, how they called you names. Some of them said that maybe they even called you devil. Or you went to a school that whenever they want to act drama, all the time, they will use you as issue. Probably you even grew up not under your parents. Maybe your parents even went separate ways. Gone through hell at this age. Raised by those who didn't really love you. If they had a chance to pick who should succeed, they will never pick you. All of you have to sweat through your nose to pay your school fees. And you have friends that you want to be their friend, but does not want you in their circle. It's simple. The world is full of blind people. And it is so because it is the God of this world that has blinded them. Maybe they can't recognize the value in you. You go for meetings, they prophesy nice things about everyone, but nobody ever sees you. That one is not blindness. It's God who is hiding you. Because you don't reveal your winning card. You don't reveal your winning card. What many of you call problem is God hiding the card with which he plans to checkmate the devil. Pharaoh was killing the males in Egypt. God moved the deliverer to his palace. Because you have to keep the winning card. Say, why am I disanointed and nobody called me for any meeting? He's hiding you. Don't jump out. Don't rush. And don't envy anybody. One of the things that is going to happen from this meeting is that you are now going to begin to see. Huh? After now, when you get up, you will no longer complain that why am I born in the kind of family I was born? That's the complaint of a blind man. Why do I have to go to what I go to? Look at my parents. When I look at my friends, their parents are together. Hey, everybody, there's harmony in their house. Why do I have to go through this? If you are the devil, would you not attack you? So you allow somebody like you to go scot-free with all your dangerous possibilities to destroy his kingdom. Many of you, your parents went through what they went through because they were not fully prepared for the weight of the child they were betting. And God too is quiet. Just want you to know as you grow. Somebody's eyes is being opened today. Yay! Your eyes is opened. You will not envy those that should envy you. Lift your right hand where you are seated. Say, my eyes are opened. Come on, say it again loud and clear. Say it louder, clearer. Say it again better. Sit down for a while. Lion roar, eagles fly, it's in you, you were meant to fly. Come on now. Lion roar, eagles, your eyes are seeing, eagles fly, it's in you, you were meant to fly. Spread your wings and fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, eagles fly, it's in you, it's in you, you were meant to fly. Now you personalize it. It's in me, I was made to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, eagles fly. It's in me, it's in me, I was made to fly. I was made to fly. Two more times. Lion roar, eagles fly, it's in me, it's in me, I was made to fly. One more time. Lion roar, I'm a lion, I roar, eagles fly, it's in me, it's in me, I was meant to fly. Okay. I spread my wings and fly. I will no longer struggle with the chickens. I spread my wings and fly. Oh, I spread my wings and fly. I spread my wings. It's in me, I was meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly. It's in me, I was meant to fly. Step out of the darkness of shame you have wrapped yourself in. There is hope for a tree that is cut down, cause by the scent of water it shall spring back to life again. Eagle, you are a soldier in the army of God, and the host awaits your response to declare your call. Can you feel the burning? The burning in your spirit as your father goes out to you now. Can you feel the breaking of the dam as the river from your belly flow? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up, spread those wings and fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, it's in me, I was meant to fly. Lion roar, It's in me. I was meant to fly. Lion roar. Eagles fly. It's in me. I was meant to fly. Lion roar. Eagles fly. It's in me. I was meant to fly. Let them exist. Lion roar. Eagles fly. It's in me. I was meant to fly. It's in me. I was meant to fly. Eka fada ta ide vene matisha. Ila mate kavi. Let the fountains of the deep be revealed tonight. Let soldiers rise from their secret place. Let men be raised. We spread our wings and we fly. We take position in destiny. We spread our wings and fly. Siena Makei Siena Makai di Bokapa de Kai Alamane Kongvi Kibonai Kebino to Kiddish Lianama Katelebakai. You have one more minute, church. Lekamana ikibino olemande ikikiba banekaya zibino kofini. Lion roar, eagles fly. It's in you, you were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly. It's in me, I was meant to fly. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with power. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Now please be seated. There comes a time in the life of every man where the man can now be trusted with the consciousness of who he was created to be. The day you see it, that's the day your life changes. I am not that timid child. I might be going through OOU. This is not my destiny. There are many of you seated here that in a few years to come, when they are counting those who are shaking the world, who pass through this campus, they cannot omit your names. Because of the weight and the abundance of what is being bettered, I cover education. I'm seeing two people and I'm seeing what looks like an outbreak. Oh yes. Oh yes. Now listen, there is a prophetic consciousness in that regard. Father, search out the two individuals by your hand and your spirit. Just sit down where you are, everybody. It's an outbreak of water. You cannot tame it. You cannot tame the flow. You cannot. One, search them. Two, let the fountains of the deep be revealed. Break loose. Just help them. That's a prophetic stream. Very pure. That's a very pure stream. That's a very, very pure stream. That's a very pure stream. Shakata balakai tafade kete makai tafetish. Ey de kebene zishis vinish. Sei kebam veni kete de ete kede se de vinish. Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A new journey begins today. And it will no longer be business as usual. A new journey begins today. The Lord said to tell somebody here that I have seen your fight. I've seen your struggle to be free, to stand, your burden for a revival. Said, I've come to help you. Said, I will make you strong for myself, and I will strengthen you from inside out. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands, everyone. Is there anyone who has been going through personal battles, hoping to be free and say, God, I love you with all my heart? There's help being administered. There's help being administered. There's help being administered. There's help being administered. Help. 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 It is your day of help. See it and receive it. See it and receive it. See it. Finally, the battle is over. It's your day of help. It's the day the Lord makes you strong for Himself. Yes! Help is an administration of the Spirit. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless. I got it. It's very kind. Amen. Be seated for a while. Now listen. There are many of you here who are long overdue for your season. You are like a pregnant woman who has carried the child longer than is expected. Longer than is expected. There's supposed to have been a change of season, but because the devil is fighting it, by this time, and when I'm saying, I'm not talking general, there's somebody here, there's a fire God deposited in you that by now there's supposed to have been a very strong prayer movement in this land. But the devil is there contending. He's contending right and left. I want to make a decree that the giants assigned to this land will come alive. Lift your hands where you are seated. Don't worry, you can sit down. Father, I know that you have men in this land. Those upon whom the destiny of many of their colleagues are hanging around their necks, to be on fire and to set others on fire. I will count 1 to 5. Let the fire fall. Reignite that dying passion. Let the prayer burden return. That girl, you were designed by God as a prophetic worshiper. What killed it? Be revived. Kapotaya Katis. That was the design. That boy, he told you never to get into a relationship. Because he was chasing you out for himself. What changed? I call and I summon the fire for giants. Awaken to your mandate. Let man be summoned back to their designs. I summon fire. Let every dying visions and mandate be quickened and revived. Let the fire you once have return back to the altar. Let a prayer mandate that was once there, I call you back to life.
Oh Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. Is able dry bones and rise again. Oh Lord Jehovah is able
solemnly
to do all things. Is able dry bones shall rise again.
Where is that girl? God used to show you visions very clear. You would see it. Where did it go? I call it back. The days of seeing and hearing. Back again. You are back to that same spot. I call back every sleeping giant. Every sleeping giant. Every sleeping giant. Let there be an earthquake of revival.
Abba Shuda. Nibiti Jesu Wejoba. Abba Shuda. Kofsiyo. Emi orun sokale ko wa pe waro. Emi orun sokale ko wa pe wawo ka rojo ko re. Lewa ni omi leyin pade wa je kario ka to lo. Let the fountains of the deep be revealed. It will come to pass afterwards that I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit. Go on. sit down for a while. Thank you. Just help those under the anointing. Now, silence everywhere. Those who are a bit loud, you can help them out. Let's have silence. Thank you, Father. Now we go to Pentecost itself. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 2. Thank you, Father. I hear the Lord say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Somebody is receiving a mantle of prayer. Prayer. You will notice after this meeting, you cannot stop praying. It comes effortlessly. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you. Now, Acts of the Apostles, just help her and minister to her. Thank you, Lord. I told you that by the time this meeting is over, many of you will get back to your hostel. And there's going to be an outbreak of prayer in every room. Because you are going back with host of heaven and garment of fire. Do you believe? Are you sure you believe? There's a 21-year-old boy here. Let me just quote it. The intention of God for you really is to begin early with you. And there's a contest for it. Yield right away. Now in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 2, I start reading from verse 1. The Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Then, and suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind and filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire and sat upon each. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So two things happened. First was that they were praying. The same way we are praying now. And the Bible said there was a sound. Oh yes. I saw a clip of Catherine Kuhlman meeting and she was ministering and there was a literal thunderbolt walk through the meeting. One time she was going to go for a meeting, everywhere was filled. So she passed through the kitchen because she doesn't want disturbance. Because everywhere was choked. And as she passed through the kitchen, those who were cooking, they didn't even know who was passing. The presence of God's glory enveloped everywhere. And they could not continue. They had to be carrying the cooks. Somebody is going to leave this place with the gift of God's presence. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Father, give me at least 3 now. At least 3. Yes. That will be able to carry this presence like a garment. I want 1 on each roll, Lord. Please do it. I want 3. Yes. Epa. That's 1. I want 2 more, Lord. 2. It is up for grabs if you are willing. 2 more. Carrying the cloak of his presence. Distribute it, Lord. Distribute it. Distribute it. Distribute it. Give me two more. Two. Oh yes. Oh yes. Two more. That you will be basking in the atmosphere of God's glory. And you will walk in it all your days. 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 Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Contest, contest. Cry, cry, cry. Cry for it. When there is new wine, there is new wine. There is new freedom. The kingdom is here. I lay down my glory to carry your new crown today. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring me one out of me. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we pray. And this is where I'm going. On the day of Pentecost, the sound came. They heard it. And that's why it was documented. Suddenly, like a rushing wind, and it blew in the direction where they were seated. But they did not speak in tongues until they saw glowing tongues like fire. They saw it. The Bible said there appeared unto them, not unto a few, unto them, glowing tongues like fire. It was at that point that they saw that they now began to speak in other tongues. Sometimes a meeting like this can be going on and somebody is just snatched into a realm and see something. That's it. Just like a flash. Just like a flash. How did I break into the prophetic? 2012. Separated myself too fast. I locked myself up in a church auditorium. I was praying. For 3 days, I've not taken water or food. I want to know you more. Reveal yourself to me. Show me yourself. Show me your face. I slept off because I've been praying for 3 days. And I had a vision. And in that vision, I saw a majestic lion, but small, coming from the altar and coming towards where I was at the back. But I observed that as the lion got closer, it got bigger. It was a vision. And finally, the lion was, and it was so big. In that vision, I ran away. In the vision. So I woke up. And I discovered that what I saw in the vision, that presence, was there physically. It was so intense physically, I ran away too. And as I was running to open the door of the church, I saw someone tap me. And I looked back. I didn't see anybody. But I saw a scroll opened. And I saw the scroll open. I was trying to read the scroll. It was like a hand pulled me inside the script. And I was seeing what was playing out. And I saw many things. And by the time I came back to my consciousness, I saw
that they had carried me and my friends were around me. I didn't know for how many hours. One of the things that experience did to me is that it made me light, carryable in the spirit. Sometimes I'm just talking to people and I feel that drawing into something else. And the Lord told me, no matter how dry an atmosphere is, when you show up, I will show up. One of the things that needs to happen today is that you will become carryable by God in the spirit. Now after this meeting, you will get your place of devotion. Oh, you will break down in tears for the beauty of His holiness, the splendor of His presence. You will enjoy that secret place and you will not want to leave. But everything changes when you see. You can do life and not pay attention to the things of the spirit. When you step outside campus, one of the realities that will face you is that God cannot over-prepare you on campus. You have to carry as much as you can while you are still here. You have to what? Carry. There are many of you here who by now, you are supposed to have entered into that realm of seeing, hearing, and knowing of the Spirit. There is nothing deep about it. It is the right of every believer. Unto you it is given, Mark 4:11, to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Said those who are without these things are said in parables, that your eyes will be opened. Revelation knowledge. One time myself and my wife were just joking at night. And we said, this our house, self. The way we have been hosting different friends, powerful people, nobody knows because we are not loud. We have been hosting different friends. They'll come and we dine together. They go back. So one day we are going to host Jesus. And he's going to say, don't tell anybody. And we will eat. And then, I won't tell you what happened after that. For the sake of doctrine. But never get so doctrinal that you begin to despise encounters. Encounters are real. Many of you are long overdue. I have come to activate those things. They are what? Real. I stand primarily in the office of a prophet, and I can tell you the encounters that broke me into different realities. Lift your hands where you are seated. Say, Father, open my eyes that I may see. Go ahead now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. That I may see. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground, my friend. Open your heart. Open your ear. Till you understand that the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ear, till you understand that the Lord is here. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground. My friend, open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand that the Lord is here.
of me till you understand that the Lord is you. Pray, 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 pray. I can't shit. Jesus. Mandate have been given to the church once again. Revival is happening in the church once again. For the church to become, for the mantles to return, for the hosts to become the tabernacle of the Haitians. Ali, 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 come on now. Ali, 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 the poor eyes are rising in this place once again. Daniels are rising in this place once again. For the host to come, for the mantles to return, for the church to arise, a tabernacle of the age. Ali, Ali, O, Ali, O, Ali, O. Oh yes. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Sit down. Lift your hands. The reason why I'm asking you to sit down is because of the weight that is here. And I do not want anybody to injure themselves, because whether you are seated or standing, the power of God is going to eat this place. So while I was praying towards this meeting, the Lord said, son, it is not just about activation. I have children here that need reactivation. That is, there were things that was once activated, but they died. They went numb. Some consciousness that just disappeared. Some of you, are what I'm saying today are not even strange to you, because you used to walk in the reality where the presence of God will enter into your room in the place of worship and you cry and stay in his presence. But somehow it looks like a season came and you couldn't find that lamp. Oh yes. Some of you have dimensions that was functioning with you in the place of worship. That as you worship, there's prophetic atmospheres. Some of you are not just worshippers, you are prophetic worshippers. Minstrels. What took the prophetic and left you with music? So I'm asking, lift your hands, everyone. Across this place, let there be reignition. Those who were once carrying something is going to move wild. So I want the ushers to please help. And a season came, it looks like everything changed. I ask that there is in this place a rushing mighty wind. And let the lamp that was once hung, let the candle that was once hung, be trimmed on again. And let that reality be better and breaking forth again. Reignite your children. Reignite. Yes. Let the altar of prayer come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Let the consciousness of his power come back. The power of God is upon you, young man. Leo sumpe ike esinke tino sipai kate epina stupene esikai mi konte li sukai. Oh, come back. Come back. Like the days of old. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. We summon those realities that the doors that were once open to you be opened again. Let the doors 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 be opened again. I call that the doors be opened again. Sikai katene potis. Emplete kebos di prakabane. Let the gates. Hold on, hold on. The hand of God is upon her. Hey. Hey. Hey, kapaha veni ike bineti. Hey, beni koti ne mine keiti. Ikombre beni kaivaliko. Si kahan beni kotai. Hey, Pekino Pai Katene, Zino Sikai, Geniko Pai, we summon those realities again. Oh, let the fountains of the deep be open. Let the fountains of the deep break open. Break open. We tear the veil and the portals. That the heart that used to see will see again. That a mantle for fasting, like the days of old, will return again. The hunger for the things of the spirit. I cost decay. Pelua ikatai bakate. Sikombre ikote. Silemente kabinos. Let everything that has been lost and stolen be restored. Take it, it belongs to you. Take it, it is yours. Iakai de Benekos Sapai. Omiye. Omiye.
Holy Ghost, revive.
your battle axe. Your weapon of war. I am your battle axe. Your weapon of war. I am your battle axe. Your weapon of war. I am your battle axe. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. I am your battle axe, your weapon of war. In the tide of a cote, Esipa Haikate, Kaila Paikate, Ikote, 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 Kaila Ikopai, Surai, let us fountains be broken. We summon men back to their position in the scheme of things. We summon men back for the spirit and the bride. Says come. And authority.
Strong desire in my soul for more of you.
Look up, everyone. Amen. Look up, everyone. Those of you who are here and you know that there is a mandate over your life, but at the same time, there is a very strong level of contention. You know this is the mandate, but there's so much contention. The devil is fighting for your oil. Come out. We'll take this role first. I'll take this role next. Those from this place and coming through this line, come first. Spread out. Don't be shy. It doesn't matter what role. Don't be shy. If I were you, I will take today as the day that I get back what belongs to me. Okay. This place may not be able to contain. The rest of you from there, hold on a minute. Now, look up. Look, can we still have more people feel here? Huh? A few more. Shift to this side. Shift very well. While you are here, pray loud and clear in tongues. You know what you need, though. Don't package. Those of you there, I'm still going to pray for you. I'm going to call you next. Hold on. Don't package. It's okay. Don't package. You can make today the day of appointment with destiny. Don't package. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Sekai da vaha delicate sibila kept. Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Those of you in front, lift your hands. Ushers, please stand behind them. Such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I stretch my hands in your direction from my right to the middle and the left. And I command from this very moment, fresh fire. The energy of the Spirit to be fresh. Take it now! Now, join your hands together, those of you in front. I'm going to pray for those who are on the high necks. Just help them, help them. Lift those hands up, those of you in front, lift those hands up. I use you as a point of contact to everyone whose hands are joined, and I ask, let fire flow through these hands and let there be rekindling. Fire! 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 Fire of the Holy Ghost! Let there be a reignition of the Spirit. Let there be a reignition by a mark of fire. Fire. Freshness from today. Oh, the hand of God is upon you. Fire. 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 Ekate kepotai. My soul to take more. There's a longing in my soul for more of you. Every son of the anointing, let me have the next batch quickly, 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 quickly. The rest can go through this road, go through this road. Hey, there is a longing in my soul for more of you. Those of you coming, join your hands together, join your hands together. If you are not yet in front, don't go. Except you are among those that pray for. Everybody, thank you.
those of you in front, will you lift your hands to heaven and say, today is my day? Now, whether you're on the aisle, anywhere, lift your hands. Particularly, you are coming up for this impartation. Today is my day, Lord. The oil is preserved. My friend, what's your name? What's your name? Come. What's your name? Miracle. The hand of God is strong upon your life. Stand up. Stand up. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. By the hands of the apostles, special miracles were wrought. The hand of God is upon your life, but stay in the place of making, in the place of pruning, in the place of forging. It won't stop till it's done. It won't stop. Power of the Holy Ghost. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Among this lady in front, there's a girl who is an usher. Where you serve, you are usher. Where's the girl? Where? Don't leave. Come. Where's the person? There's an usher that don't. When I say come, I mean come. Don't stay back. And then, where's the person? Is it protocol? You call it. Okay, come, my friend. What's your name? Huh? Thank you, Lord. Because every battle has expiry date. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at me. What's your name? Bellumi. Jesus makes all things new. Look at me. All things are new. Lift your hands. Jesus is here himself and is making all things new. I rebuke the spirit of infirmity for life. Take your hands off her. Yes! Yes. Bring her up on the altar. Just lay her here. Lay her here. Abayomi. Abayomi. If you have a link with that name, step out. Abayomi. Seke friend. Oh, Jesus. Abayomi. Come. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What's your name, my friend? Friend. Don't worry, Gloria, lift your hands. The hand of God is upon you, Gloria. It's a new season. Stand behind her, please. A new wave of glory. I hear it. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Spirit of wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, those of you in front, lift your hands to heaven.
from my right to the middle and the left, I ask, is there anyone with anything that is a sign, that maybe like a big scarf or something, just something that you don't mind? Do you mind? Something bigger than this, something quite big. Alright, thank you for that protocol. Just so you can, right, I didn't come with anything of such. I'm gonna wave. There's gonna be a rushing wind. It's gonna be a lot, very serious also at the back. So I want ushers to be everywhere. Lift your hands. I can't lay hands on everyone. But the wind of God's presence can touch you. How many of you want the fire today that never goes out? Lift your hands, say, I receive. I receive, I receive. Those of you in front, are you ready? In the name of Jesus Christ, I command, take it now, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. Power, power, take it. Fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Help them, help them, help them. Those of you over here, fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. Like a wave. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire, fire, fire. Fire that never goes out. Fire. Help him. From today, freshness in the spirit, 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 freshness in the spirit. Now, listen before I drop the mic. If you came here with any form of sickness, growth anywhere, any form of sickness, I don't care what the name is. Doesn't matter what the doctors call it. Put your hands there right away. Put your hands there. One of the very strong grace that follows me is healings. You will not go back home sick. Oh yes. As long as you came here, every infirmity is arrested. So I command, and I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. Every spirit responsible for pain in the joints, in the neck, toothache, blurry vision, lumps, growth in different parts of your body, fever of any kind, kidney issues, asthma, ulcer. I take authority over you. And I bound those spirits and I charge you. Lose them and let them go. I command any growth, and it's not where God wants it to be, dematerialized right now. Let short legs grow. Let blurry vision be cleared. Short-sightedness be healed. Somebody who have lost taste in your tongue be healed. Ulcer, chronic ulcer. Get out! Breathing difficulties. Get out! Headaches. Get out! It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, hold on a minute. Stand where you are. You have 1 minute. Check your body. You came with a lump in the breast, something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Check quickly. Do the things you could not do before. Check for that symptoms. The moment you discover it is no longer there, rush out. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't check your body. Those of you who put your hands, check. You came with an headache, with a pain, something you want to check. The way you breathe now, is it clear now? Am I still struggling to breathe? Check. Let's keep clapping as the healing wave of God is moving across this place. And oh yes, keep clapping. The moment you can confirm your healing, run out. Help them out. Help them out. Oh, we have one here. Keep clapping. Oh, we have two. Come up stage. Come up stage. We have more. There's no one who came here sick that will not be healed. Keep clapping for Jesus. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Check. Some of you will need to go out and check yourself. We have three. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. We have four. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm seeing a chronic abdominal pain that's been healed. A chronic abdominal pain. Oh, yes. Oh, don't stop clapping. Much more healing is taking place. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, we have testimonies here. Has God been amazing to us? And while they are sharing the testimonies, much more healings will still be taking place. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed to come out. I'm seeing particularly somebody with been dealing with some itching around your private region. Is out. If you are not shy, I mean, you can share your testimony. Let's have testimonies here. What has the Lord done?
Okay. Apostle, she has been having...
But please be seated for a moment.
She has been having blurry vision. She can't see very well.
You have been having blurry vision. Come. Let her come. So, how was it before now? You couldn't see well. You could not see far. You couldn't see far. So, the guy on the camera there, can you see him? Can you see him?
Yes, sir.
So you could not see him before now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's try something else. Oh, thank you. No, that's too small. My eyes can't see that. Is there anyone with any lettering on your clothes? Stand if you have something written on your clothes. Let me pick one person and let's confirm. Okay. That my friend on that jacket. Can you see the gray jacket? What is written there?
The one on hash.
On hash, yes.
Puma.
Puma. That's. Okay. Let's have one more. Any other person towards the back? Something. Yes. Okay. I have a friend of mine there. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
So what's it? The guy on white.
Songs of God.
Your healing is permanent. Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Okay, Apostle, she has been having abdominal pain. She has been having pains here, but my the God. Pain all gone now.
Come, my friend. For how long have you been having the pain? Months. What region of your stomach? This side. My God. And it's gone. It's permanent. Never to return. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Thank you.
She has been feeling feverish and she has been having headache, but now everything gone.
No more feverish condition, no more headache again. What's your name? Esther. You are healed completely. It's done. Let's give the Lord a big hand.
Apostle, before she came for this meeting, she could not breathe well. She couldn't breathe.
You couldn't breathe well.
But now she can breathe well. She's fine.
Well. Sorry, let that pass. How was it before now? How was it before now?
I could only breathe through my mouth. So I sleep at night.
You've been able to just breathe through your mouth? Close your mouth now. Can you breathe through your nose? Go ahead now. It's permanent. Your healing is permanent. Hallelujah.
Apostle, she has been having heart spots, but now she's healed.
No more heart spots. For how long? Yes, about one. Now that's something. Comes, goes again, comes back. You will never see it again. In the name of Jesus, it's done.
So Apostle has been having cough and catarrh strokes, but for the past two weeks now. But now it's all gone.
Remember that I coughed something out, like about 3 hours. And the catarrh has been disturbing me. Like I don't really have catarrh, but this one really disturbed me a lot. Like I could remember coughing something out.
And that was it. It's permanent. It's permanent. Oh, hallelujah. Now, listen. Before I leave here, what God has done with this meeting is a summoning. He's summoning you into a higher calling. And there are some of you who are seated here who need to give your life to Christ. Some of you need to rededicate your life to Christ and say, Lord, I begin a new walk with you. That you are rededicating your life to Christ doesn't mean you have lost your salvation. But it's a conscious decision that now I'm taking you serious. Do you understand that? If you belong to that category, I believe you will not be shy. Run out quickly. I want to personally pray with you before I go. Come on, let's keep clapping as they come. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Let's keep clapping. If there's anyone in that, my God, my God, my God, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Give the Lord praise, a big hand of praise, a big, big hand of praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now lift your hands. Father, these are your children already. Today, they stand publicly without shame to affirm again that they are your children. Father, I ask that you will strengthen these ones in their walk with you and you will help them. Please stand behind them and you will fill each and every one of them with the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost afresh again. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh yes. Let there be an outbreak of the Spirit. Yes. Help her, help her, help her. Yes. Filled with the Holy Ghost, my friend. My friend. I see the wisdom to write. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh yes. Sweet Holy Ghost, envelope her, help her, help her. Power of the Holy Ghost. Esther, filled with the Holy Ghost again. Filled with the Holy Ghost by the finger of the Lord. Oh yes, filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, it's a new day. Filled with the Holy Ghost and power. My friend, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, stand behind him. I said to you, I'm coming back to this campus before the year ends. And now we are going to work together with all campus fellowships, all leaders on campus. It's going to be a campus-wide Holy Ghost meeting. Is that clear? Yes. Man of God, come. Early church leaders, step out. I decree that early church owe you. Esther, come kneel beside me. Is opened in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Your ground here becomes the ground of encounters. It becomes a place of forging, of pruning, a place of oil and a place of soap for the washing. I ask, Lord, that you will from this place raise giants. Giants by the Spirit. Father, I ask that your hand come upon your servant. The grace the apostles carry for territorial work. Take the grace. That apostolic strength, such as the Lord has placed upon my life, I usher the same in your direction. Thank you, Father. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What a day we've had. What a day we've had. Now, listen. Let me celebrate myself, all campus leaders. I think, was there a special seat for them? If you're a campus leader in any capacity, stand. Celebrate you. And I bless God for you. Now, let me give you this word. God is not a user, He's an enhancer. He's not using you to dump you at a campus. Be strong and be courageous. Campus ministry can be the most challenging, but the one who kept us will keep you. And you will finish well. And outside campus, your fire will not go down. It is done. God bless you, OOU.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.